Australian researchers may have found the key to eradicating dengue fever, which infects tens of millions of people around the world. Scientists led by a team at Monash University have succeeded in drastically reducing the incidence of the mosquito-borne virus in an area of Indonesia by infecting local mozzies with the bacteria. It's a method that was first tested in far north Queensland, as Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Every wet season, areas of Yogyakarta are teeming with mosquitoes. For years, this densely populated city has been one of the worst hit in Indonesia for dengue fever. Visit a hospital and you'll see patients, most of them children, with the same high fever that kills thousands of people in Indonesia every year. But a groundbreaking trial involving local and Australian scientists could spell the beginning of the end for the deadly mosquito-borne virus.
Before, you know, there were a lot of local transmissions of dengue, and that local transmission is no longer there.
Indonesian scientists led by Professor Adi Utarini and working with Monash University have succeeded in reducing the rate of dengue in areas of Yogyakarta by 77%.
The city of Yogyakarta used to be the highest in the province in terms of dengue cases. And now they say we are dropped down to number four. They see a remarkable drop of dengue cases, even from their surveillance.
The key is a bacteria, Wolbachia, which doesn't kill the mosquito but stops it transmitting dengue between humans by starving the virus of food. Over 3 years, the scientists have injected Wolbachia into mosquito eggs, then released millions of mozzies into the wild. As they breed, their offspring also have the bacteria and they no longer spread the disease. Professor Cameron Simmons is from Monash University's World Mosquito Program.
We're bravely optimistic that our approach can lead to elimination of dengue in places like Yogyakarta when Wolbachia is deployed at the scale of the whole city.
It's the same science that helped eradicate dengue from far north Queensland. And Professor Simmons says it has huge ramifications for areas of the world where tens of millions of people are at risk of dengue.
I think there'll be a time in which cities and subnational regions might be able to declare themselves dengue-free. Yogyakarta, we think, is just the beginning. There are many other cities like Yogyakarta throughout Southeast Asia, including the big cities of Bangkok, of Jakarta, of Ho Chi Minh City, and in Latin America, hit by dengue epidemics every 2 to 3 years.
Scientists have already begun trials in 12 cities around the world, including Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker.